Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Mona Montgomery with this evening's edition of The Hula Hoax. There were no gas chambers. There was no pure Jew fat soap. There were no Jew skin lampshades, and there were no Mengelian experiments. What there were concentration camps, because Hitler had decided that the Jewish Bolsheviks, who were in the process in Russia of crucifying, torturing, and killing 65 million white Christian Russians, needed to be put in cages.
It's incorrect to say that the Iraqis are evil people because they firebombed the truck of perfectly nice citizens who were just working for Halliburton. It's not true. The men who were firebombed in the truck were members of Black Ops, the Blackwater Corporation, and their bodies were not dragged through the streets until they were dead. They were dead before the bodies were dragged through the streets, and then the charred remains of the dragged bodies were displayed for full view in the public square to allow the Israelis to celebrate the fact that they had put an end to the torture of by at least four of these members of this intelligence operation, this black ops, this black water. When you are told through your Jew-controlled media that these were innocent civilians, you're being lied to once again. They were far from innocent civilians. They were the architects and the perpetrators of the tortures that you saw in the photographs. We're just lucky that the photographs came out later, after these torturers were firebombed and their bodies dragged through the streets and their corpses displayed, because now we know for sure that what we suspected is true. These people who are being characterized by the Jew-controlled press as innocent civilians were the masters of sadistic sexual torture and deserved to have themselves firebombed in their trucks. That's what you do to torture masters. That's what you do to people who perpetrate demonic crimes against their fellow human being, even against animals. This kind of activity cannot be tolerated, and the Iraqis show that they are morally superior to the Americans because they killed these torture masters. It's a shame that America still covers up the crimes of these hideous beasts and presents them to the American public as decent, law-abiding, sweet, innocent civilians, which they were not. They were members of the Blackwater Corporation that is hired by the military to do the advanced sadistic tortures that even the military won't do. Mexico uses torture as part of its statecraft. Iraq uses torture as part of its statecraft. When America first became America in 1776, England used torture as part of its statecraft, but America has never used torture as part of its statecraft. And people who come into America and see the pictures of torture being perpetrated on our prisoners by our own military, who aren't shocked, are clearly not in touch with the vision of the Founding Fathers. Human torture is not part of the American spirit, and it cannot be tolerated. Now that we've seen that our military has been instructed by our intelligence community to commit these sexual atrocities, we know that our country has fallen into the hands of a foreign force. And we have to investigate, and investigate thoroughly, to find out how did it happen that good Americans in positions of influence and power were able to make orders to their subordinates that sadistic sexual crimes would be committed against our prisoners. And these people have to be rooted out of our country. They have to be fired from the military. As I said, we're going to have to fight now and resist in order to save the American soul, which is a soul which eschews human torture, absolutely, under the Sixth Amendment. We do not believe in cruel and inhuman punishment. We do not believe in burning witches at the stake. We do not believe in coercing confessions because we know they're no good. So something has happened to our country, and we have to turn it around and get back to being decent, civilized Americans again. Iraqis are killing the Americans because the Americans are killing the Iraqis. We were not invited to go and liberate Iraq. Iraq did not strew flowers in the paths of our military when we moved into that country, as we were told they would. So we went into Iraq for some reason other than we were told. It didn't have anything to do with liberating of the Iraqis. There were no weapons of mass destruction, and there's no way we're benefiting in the price of oil that would justify $200 billion and the lives of our children, American soldiers. We went into Iraq because Israel told our president to go into Iraq. And the Iraqis are fighting back as they've been fighting with Israel ever since 1981, when Israel stole our KH-11 technology and launched a missile into Iraq's nuclear reactor. That's how long this war between Iraq and Israel has been going on. And we're fighting on the wrong side. We should not be fighting for Israel. As long as we fight for Israel, we place ourselves in the positions of the Israelis who are fighting the Palestinians. And we're practicing the same kind of atrocities against the Iraqis that the Israelis are practicing against the Palestinians. You've all seen the pictures of the torture that recently was revealed to you, and the investigation is proving that the same guys that were recently firebombed in a truck are the guys who have been perpetrating this torture. They are mercenaries hired by the military to do the dirty work, the torture. Now you cannot escape the fact that these hideous monsters from Blackwater have been torturing the Iraqis, because we have photographs of this torture. And now the penny drops, and you understand why these members of the Blackwater operation were firebombed and their bodies were dragged around the streets of Fallujah and burned after being strung up on some kind of a structure. We are conducting an illegal, hideous war, complete with sadistic sexual atrocities that are not characteristic of the United States of America. In other words, not only are we fighting for Israel, we are turning into base animal Jews. And it has to stop. You never saw sexual depravity like that practiced in Nazi Germany. You have to go to Communist Russia to see that kind of thing. Communist Russia, where 65 million white Christians were killed by Jews. When you let the animals get in control, that's when you see the activity of animals. The Germans were not like that, and neither were Americans, until they got infiltrated by Jews. What I'm complaining about is that the American soul has descended to the level of the Jew. Now Americans are practicing torture. Americans are practicing sexual, sadistic atrocities, just as the Jews have been practicing against the Palestinians for the last 60 years. We can't allow our military to descend like that. And the idea of the military, that it was anti-American to reveal these hideous atrocities, shows that the evil goes even deeper than the torture itself. It has sunk into the very soul of the American military, which no longer has any respect for the truth. Whistleblowing is an American tradition. All Americans have the duty to stop un-American activity wherever they see it. We are supposed to blow the whistle on atrocities. It was a good American who brought the attention of the authorities to those hideous sexual atrocities. Do you understand that some of these people were so badly sexually assaulted And you saw the pictures of the smiles and the laughter and the joking that went on. Some of them were killed because the sexual cruelty was so severe. This is the kind of thing you get from a psychopathic killer. And if you think I'm stressing the sexual aspect of it, you need to look at the pictures. They are sexual atrocities, hideous sexual atrocities. This kind of sadism isn't found in any of the concentration camp history, not even in the lies that the Jews told about what went on in the concentration camps. We do know that in Russia, rape and crucifixion was practiced on the white Christians in Russia, perpetrated against them by the Jews. So we know there's a history of this demonic type of torture. We know that the Middle Easterners practice this type of torture. But when you see Americans practicing this type of torture, you have to stop everything and make an investigation and find out, how did our country get put in the hands of subhuman, sadistic, demonized animals? I don't think voting for John Kerry is going to help the country. John Kerry is going to drive us even further down the evolutionary scale into absolute and complete Judaism. John Kerry is a Jew. Both his grandmother and his grandfather were Austrian Jews who came over to this country and changed their names and changed their identities to pass as Irish Catholics. And then this Jewish grandfather went into an upper-class Boston hotel and shot himself. That's not going to help us, especially when you find out that John Kerry is promising to turn America into Israel. John Kerry says that Israel's interests are America's interests because he is Jewish. His grandparents were named Kahn, K-O-H-N. That's a derivation of the Cohen family. And they came over to this country from Austria, changed their identities to Irish Catholics, and are trying to pass themselves off as Kennedy-type liberals, but they're not. They're Israeli Jews, that family. And John Kerry has told us and announced Israel's interests and America's are the same. Israel uses torture as part of its statecraft. It uses sadistic sexual torture against the Palestinians. We're just going to go faster if we vote in Kerry. We have to stick with Bush and do the American thing. We have to resist and confront our government. We have to say no to our military. We have to stand up against torture. We have to reinstate our human rights. We have to insist that our military defend our boundaries, which is its constitutional mandate. We have to get our boys and girls back from Iraq. We have to somehow get back what we can from the Cheneys of the $200 billion that have been put into Cheney's pocket in order to rebuild Iraq after we tore it apart. In short, we, the people of the United States, have to rehabilitate our own country because the leadership has been lost and is under the control of a foreign country, which is Israel. Well, anyway, those photographs of the sexual sadistic torture are very, very serious, because now we see in living color that our military has fallen down to the level of animalistic Jewish torturers. And now we have evidence that our boys and girls have been so thoroughly perverted that we can't allow them to work in the military. We have to punish them severely, and we don't even know that they'll ever regain their soul after what's been done to them by the upper levels of our intelligence masters who ordered them to do those, commit those hideous sexual atrocities. It's hard to know what to do now except to recognize what we've been saying all along, which is that America has been Judaized. We have become a torture country. We no longer stand by the Sixth Amendment prohibition against cruel and unusual punishment. And because those soldiers were not Jews, but were Americans trained by Jews, we have to take it very seriously that the soul of America is at risk, and that all Americans are going to have to stand up to their leadership and demand the right to be human again. Because this is not human activity, and it does not happen everywhere in the world. It did not happen in Nazi Germany. If any German soldier was discovered to have raped anyone on the battlefield, he was severely disciplined. Whereas the Jewish soldiers, the Bolsheviks, the Russians, raped and crucified people that they found on the battlefield, and even their own Russian people. So it is not true that all races indulge in these atrocities. Only the lowest, most depraved races indulge in this type of torture, or actually in any torture, but especially, whereas here you see young people taking enemy prisoners and forcing them to strip and engage in homosexual activity and take pictures of it with the torturers, these young, healthy men and women laughing and making funny faces for the camera and thumbs up, you know that our boys and girls have been trained by hideous, animalistic Jews. And we have to rescue our boys and girls now, because they are being turned into animals, and good Americans just can't stand back and watch that happen. Our American soldiers are being taken out of the heartlands, Kansas, Wyoming, places where they grew up innocent, and they're being trained to commit the most depraved type of sexual sadistic torture. They didn't learn that on their own. They were taught that by the intelligence community. They had to be taught. Now you have to ask yourself, how did our intelligence community get perverted? This is not the American way. Americans don't take pleasure in humiliating their fellow human being in a sexual manner. You find this in the Middle East, and you find it mostly among Jews. If you'll study the Russian Revolution, you'll find that this type of torture was perpetrated against the Russians by the Jewish Bolsheviks. That's the first time I am aware of having this particular type of torture introduced into European soil, into the European community. And it was introduced by the Jewish Bolsheviks in Russia, where 65 million white Christians were killed at the hands of Jewish Bolsheviks, who comprised over 95% of the Communist Politburo. This type of torture is not found in all countries. It's not found in all cultures. It's found in particularly perverted, hideous, demonic, animalistic cultures, like Israel today, who practices this type of torture on the Palestinians. That's how we know that the Jews have influenced our American military. We can tell who's issuing the orders by looking at the product. The product is Jewish. This type of torture takes place in Israel every day, where 400 Palestinians are tortured every single month, and they're tortured in this manner. This is Jewish work, and Americans are carrying it out. The Jews are calling the orders, and the Americans are losing their souls. The Jews are such lovely people. They settled in Israel in 1948, and the first thing they did was violate their covenant with the United Nations by driving 750,000 Palestinians off of the Israeli side of the partition plan using rape and torture and murder. Such sweet, fun-loving people. And they sure do know how to support themselves, don't they? Very productive people. So productive that Israel can't even support itself. Last year, we had to give Israel $17 billion because they couldn't earn their own living. That was over a third of our entire foreign aid budget. Yes, the Jews are such lovely people, and they have nice sexual practices, don't they? It's because of the Jewish influence in America that we're being oppressed by homosexuals today, who flaunt their depraved sexual practices in parades, going down our city streets where children are, and being nude, and putting strap-on dildos to parade, "I am free, I am gay, I am protected by the Jewish belief that homosexuality is just as good as any other kind of sexuality." This is a Jewish influence. This entire concept of destroying the nuclear family is pure atheistic communism. And the Jews, don't forget, comprised over 95% of the Communist Politburo in Russia. This is atheism, this is communism, this is Judaism. And these particular types of tortures is very, very Jewish. This is what the Jews think is immensely funny. They giggle when they're able to make good people with a soul still intact forced to perform homosexual acts on one another. This really titillates the Jew. And this is a very low form of torture. We saw those Malveaux brothers break into the white youth. Remember those three or four white people in their early 20s and their house was broken into by those hideous Negroes that forced them to commit sexual acts on each other before they took them to the football field and shot them execution style? We're familiar with this type of torture. We know that it's animalistic. We know that it's demonic, and we know that it's not American. The Jews are just mafia types. They go into a foreign land like Israel, Palestine. They set up conditions so that they can give themselves any little excuse to take more land, bomb more people, gas more people in their homes, use the babies for target practice. We have pictures of little Palestinian infants that come right out of their mother's arms. They look like they're about 2 weeks old or 3 weeks old. Their heads are blown clean off, right at the neck. Obviously, an expert marksman from the Israeli army wanted to have some target practice. We have another picture of a little Israeli baby where the bullet goes right directly in its heart. A perfect expert hit right into the heart. These Israelis are practicing the atrocities they blamed on Hitler, which Hitler never committed. And then they control the media so completely that you never hear the truth. But you saw the truth when you saw those photographs, and you saw the mark of Satan on the faces of our American children, boys and girls in the military, laughing like it was a joke to sadistically and sexually torture their fellow human being. They have been made into demons. Even animals don't do these hideous things. Only demons, straight from hell, commit this type of atrocity. And we have seen our own young people committing this type of atrocity against their fellow human being, and we can't turn our eyes away from this evidence. We have to demand a thorough investigation, find out who trained our children to become Satan's children, and punish the perpetrators severely. Sexual torture was not limited to one group of kids that got out of control. The witnesses at the hearing say that every time an inquiry was made, they were told that the kids had been trained or at least ordered to commit this type of atrocity by the intelligence community. They are trying to find an excuse by saying that the intelligence community was kind of intermixed with the police community, and that's an accident ready to happen, because the police, who had the obligation to protect the prisoners and of course keep the prisoners in prison, had a different mission than the intelligence community, who was trying to get intelligence from the prisoners. So they're trying to explain this away by saying there was some miscommunication, but however you look at it, this was not a bunch of kids playing pranks because they got out of control. They were specifically ordered by their superiors to commit these atrocities to soften these prisoners up for interrogation. Now, if you recall the Carr murders, the Wichita massacre, That was a big murder that hit the news. So you might recall that one of the things that outraged America was that these Negroes, two of them, the Carr brothers, broke into the house of some white people who were in their early 20s, and one was a teacher and one was, I think, something middle management or something. And these Negroes broke into the house and they took guns to the heads of these young Americans and forced them to commit hideous sexual acts on one another, and then took them to a football field and killed them execution style. And because one of the girls had a barrette in her hair, the bullet deflected, and she was able to tell the story. And the worst part of the story, I mean, it was all horrible because they had them in all undressed and in cold weather and everything else, and they were beating them. But the worst part of the story, according to this woman, was the sexual torture. So it's not as if, you know, an American is uptight or out of the loop if she thinks or he thinks that this is a hideous crime against these prisoners. It is a hideous crime against these prisoners. We know it is. And the minute we stop thinking it is, we have lost our humanity, and we might as well just turn the entire Middle East over to the Middle Easterners, because we can't upgrade them. We have fallen beneath their dignity. And we are not going to do that. We are not going to watch our young men and women turn into the demonic monsters that we see the Israelis turning into when they take pleasure in putting their hands around the prisoners and choking information out of them. It's not going to happen in America. Not all cultures are the same. Not all people are the same. There are differences between the black race and the white race go far deeper than the color of the skin. They are a different type of people. They produced a different type of society. While the black man was still living in mud huts, the white man was living in castles, museums, and churches. There is a difference. The Jew doesn't want you to know that there's a difference because they fall in a particularly compromised class genetically, in that they are neither black nor white nor yellow. They are a mongrel race. They have no soul. They have no particular God. They claim to worship Yahweh, but the truth is they are atheistic mostly, and almost all of them were communists in the last century. This putting on the yarmulke and claiming that God loves them and that they are God's chosen people is a very recent innovation of the Jew. Remember, 95% of the Politburo in Russia was Jewish. The atrocities, the massacres of 65 million white Christians was perpetrated largely by Jews that came up from Khazaria and were outfitted with American Jewish communist money. When Trotsky, I can't remember if it was Lenin or Trotsky, came over in a boxcar with $20 million and outfitted these low-class brigands with black leather jackets and jeans, black pants, and gave them weapons, and they just went around massacring the white Christian Russian people behind the Iron Curtain, which was hidden from our knowledge. Even after the Berlin Wall fell, our scholars got in and found out the truth that 4 million people did not die in Auschwitz. No, not even 1.5 million. It was 80,000. But it still doesn't come through to us because our media is controlled by the Jews. It's 100% controlled by the Jews. We are brainwashed by the Jews. Important historical information is being kept from us. Saddam Hussein didn't have any plastic cutters that he threw people in, any more than Hitler had Nazi doctors sewing babies up with wires. It's all atrocity propaganda. But these photographs are real. You dare not compare the real thing with the imagined crime and say that the real crime is not serious because the imagined one is worse. That's idiocy. What's wrong with being anti-Jew? Is it any worse than being anti-Christian, or anti-homosexual, or anti-Swede, or anti-anything else? I'm entitled to my views. I'm entitled to criticize a group of people just as they're entitled to criticize me. Yes, I criticize Jews. I criticize them for being communists, for destroying my country, for attacking us on 9/11 and blaming it on the Arabs, for spilling our treasury of $200 billion and the blood of our American boys and girls, for causing us to go to war against Hitler, who was only trying to stop the atrocities he saw occurring in Russia. The Jews have done all of this. These are serious crimes against humanity. The Jews went to Switzerland and falsely accused them of stealing gold that belonged to Jews. Switzerland had to pay a settlement of $2 billion because there was no way Switzerland was going to be able to survive under attacks of being called anti-Semitism if they didn't pay off this settlement. But after the discovery was completed, it turned out Switzerland didn't have any gold that belonged to Jews. And the Jews do this over and over again. The Jews recently sued IBM for having the Hollerith machines in each concentration camp, which had a number that keyed into them, and the tattoos on the Jews carried this number, so that when the Jews were released from the concentration camps, you could go into this Hollerith machine, this little IBM machine, and call up the individual's information and give him his belongings back and send him to his bank where he could get his money back. That's what IBM did, but IBM had to cave into this Jewish lawsuit because the Jews constantly bring up the attack of anti-Semitism to frighten them and bring them down, force them to do things they shouldn't do, unjust, exploitative things, just like the mafia. If you don't give us money, the Jew says to Switzerland, if you don't give us $2 billion, we're going to spread it around that you're anti-Semitic. So Switzerland just coughs up the $2 billion rather than having their entire economic system destroyed by the Jews who control the banks. Nobody should be afraid to be called an anti-Semite. We have an absolute and perfect right to like and dislike those we choose. It's an emotional choice, not an intellectual choice, and nobody better tell me who I can and cannot love. If the Jews are responsible for the world's problems, we have to talk about the Jew. And according to most of the people in the world, Israel is the number one obstacle to world peace. I totally concur with this. Israel is our problem. We have to talk about Jews. If you feel that you're not allowed to talk about Jews, and you have evidence that they're causing the greatest problem toward world peace, you have to ask yourself, how did the Jews get so much power that we, the people, became disentitled to criticize our betters? If you want to know who's in control of your country, and this is a historical reality, just ask yourself, who am I not allowed to criticize? And today, it's the Jew. If you criticize the Jew, you are anti-Semitic and you're a bad person. That should tell you that we need to criticize the Jews. We need to take a look at these people who have lied to us about the concentration camps, lied to us about the 6 million figure, exploited Germany to the point where they go to jail if they even talk the way I'm talking, and they go to jail for 5 years. There's a massive cover-up going on. We see Wesley Clark, a Jew, taking bulldozers down to a good Christian guy named David Koresh, who had the Bible memorized when he was 13 years old, these anti-Christian Jews, and firebombed 88 innocent men, women, and children in a Mossad-type operation that we see every day taking place in Palestine. The Jews are out of control. We have to criticize the Jews. David Koresh was a very good Christian. All of his Christian teachings were in complete alignment with the other teachers both of his day and historically. As I said, he had the Bible memorized. By the time he was 13 years old, he was a beautiful Christian. He was a prophet of God. And because the Jews hate Christ and all of his followers, they hated Koresh. They targeted him, they tortured him, and they killed him. This war is definitely a war
about Western civilization, and it's been going on for at least 100 years. But it's not a war against Islam. It's not between Islam and Christianity. The war is between Christ and the Antichrist. That is what we are seeing. Islam is not the Antichrist. The Jew, communist, is the Antichrist. That's our problem. The Jews have been fighting the Christians for thousands of years, since they tortured and killed Jesus Christ, confiscated his body out of the cave, threw a bunch of gobbledygook Christian nonsense into the minds of Christians so that they wouldn't completely miss Christ's message, and then carved Christ's body up into little pieces, drained his blood so that they could have their usual Passover sacrificial feast. That's why Christ made such a big point out of saying, "This is my body, this is my blood, remember this." He was feeling very badly about the fact that the Jews were about to get him and use him in their Passover sacrifice. But he knew it was coming because he'd knocked over the chicken cages in the temple and said, "You've got to stop this. This is an insult to God. God is not a demonic monster that wants you to bring sacrificial victims and torture them while they're still alive like you're doing on these altars." And because he did this, because he dared to point out that the Christians were worshiping Satan, they strung him up on the cross. And then they changed the entire message of Christ, which was that God is not Satan, God is love, to Jesus is the ultimate sacrificial victim, and you have to understand that or you can't go to heaven. So if it doesn't make sense to you, say it does, whether it does or not. And that's what makes you a good Christian. It was all insanity, and it was all Jewish influence. This whole atonement doctrine is a Jewish fallacy that God is insatiable for blood when you commit a sin and needs to torture you to death. And, oh, but that's okay. He'll let you, he'll give you a pass if you'll offer him a clean white lamb, because as long as he gets to be cruel, he's happy. A substitute will do just as well as the real perpetrator of the crime. It's gobbledygook. During the last century, the Jews got in control for the first time in history of the Christians, and they had their way with us in Russia behind the Iron Curtain. They tortured, raped, crucified, and murdered 65 million white Christians, and it didn't even get through our Jew-controlled media. That is a massacre. Then they lied about the gas chambers, lied about Hitler, lied about Saddam Hussein, because they want control of the Middle East. We didn't want the Jews to control the Middle East because we knew Jews cannot lead 1.5 billion Arabs into the New World. We were happy with Saddam Hussein. He was our fair-haired boy because he wore modern clothes, he didn't insist that his women wear burqas, and he introduced education to Iraq, and the lifestyle of Iraq was the highest anywhere in the Middle East. We loved Saddam Hussein. The Jew got jealous. The Jew stole our KH-11 technology, which we wouldn't even share with the Brits, and used it to fire a missile into Iraq, starting this modern war that you see now, in which our American children are perpetrating the same type of atrocities that Jews perpetrate. They're not acting like decent Christians. They're acting like antichrists. That's what's so important about this torture thing. Now let's see and look at what happened to us in 9/11, since we're looking at lies. Why is it that 9 of the 19 Arabs that we were told attacked the Twin Towers are still alive? Why is it that there was no investigation into 9/11? Could it be that the Jews have infiltrated our government, that the same Jews who stole the KH-11 technology, because their spies so thoroughly had infiltrated our intelligence community that they could do it, have maybe infiltrated the CIA and the FBI and are controlling our government? If so, that makes them a pretty serious threat, doesn't it? Let's take a look at the assassination of JFK. Were we ever told the truth about that? No. Oswald did it with one gun, one bullet. Oh, it was a magic bullet, says Jew Arlen Specter after the committee comes out from the investigation. And this bullet went, made seven changes, directional changes in the air and in the bodies of two men and caused four wounds. Yeah, that is called a lie. Now, somebody is lying to us. The only people that have the power to lie to us like that are the people who, number one, have infiltrated our intelligence community so much that they can steal the KH-11 technology, and number two, control the press. I tell you, it was the Jews dressed up as Arabs that attacked our country on 9/11. The same Jews, the same type of Jews that were arrested yesterday, dressed up as Arabs, trying to attack and kill that the leader of the Hassad, or the Hamas, in Syria. The same trick they played in Egypt, when they dressed up as Arabs and were caught in the act bombing American embassy, library, and theaters. The same type of Jews that were claiming that they were trying to kill the Arabs when they tried to sink the USS Liberty. These Jews are a problem, and it's not the Arabs that's at fault. It's the Antichrist Jews that need to be put in their place and made to understand we no longer believe them. We no longer see them as saint-like humanitarians. We are getting up off of our faces. We're not going to worship the Jew anymore. We're going to take a good, cold, hard look at them, and we are going to put them in their place. And as far as I'm concerned, that means we are going to nuke Israel. This war is definitely a war about Western civilization, and it's been going on for at least 100 years. But it's not a war against Islam. It's not between Islam and Christianity. The war is between Christ and the Antichrist. That is what we are seeing. Islam is not the Antichrist. The Jew, communist, is the Antichrist. That's our problem. The Jews have been fighting the Christians for thousands of years, since they tortured and killed Jesus Christ, confiscated his body out of the cave, threw a bunch of gobbledygook Christian nonsense into the minds of Christians so that they wouldn't completely miss Christ's message, and then carved Christ's body up into little pieces, drained his blood so that they could have their usual Passover sacrificial feast. That's why Christ made such a big point out of saying, "This is my body, this is my blood, remember this." He was feeling very badly about the fact that the Jews were about to get him and use him in their Passover sacrifice. But he knew it was coming because he'd knocked over the chicken cages in the temple and said, "You've got to stop this. This is an insult to God. God is not a demonic monster that wants you to bring sacrificial victims and torture them while they're still alive like you're doing on these altars." And because he did this, because he dared to point out that the Christians were worshiping Satan, they strung him up on the cross. And then they changed the entire message of Christ, which was that God is not Satan, God is love, to Jesus is the ultimate sacrificial victim, and you have to understand that or you can't go to heaven. So if it doesn't make sense to you, say it does, whether it does or not. And that's what makes you a good Christian. It was all insanity, and it was all Jewish influence. This whole atonement doctrine is a Jewish fallacy that God is insatiable for blood when you commit a sin and needs to torture you to death. And, oh, but that's okay. He'll let you, he'll give you a pass if you'll offer him a clean white lamb, because as long as he gets to be cruel, he's happy. A substitute will do just as well as the real perpetrator of the crime. It's gobbledygook. During the last century, the Jews got in control for the first time in history of the Christians, and they had their way with us in Russia behind the Iron Curtain. They tortured, raped, crucified and killed, murdered 65 million white Christians, and it didn't even get to through our Jew-controlled media. That is a massacre. Then they lied about the gas chambers, lied about Hitler, lied about Saddam Hussein, because they want control of the Middle East. We didn't want the Jews to control the Middle East because we knew Jews cannot lead 1.5 billion Arabs into the New World. We were happy with Saddam Hussein. He was our fair-haired boy because he wore modern clothes. He didn't insist that his women wear burqas, and he introduced education to Iraq, and the lifestyle of Iraq was the highest anywhere in the Middle East. We loved Saddam Hussein. The Jew got jealous. The Jew stole our KH-11 technology, which we wouldn't even share with the Brits, and used it to fire a missile into Iraq, starting this modern war that you see now, in which our American children are perpetrating the same type of atrocities that Jews perpetrate. They're not acting like decent Christians. They're acting like antichrists. That's what's so important about this torture thing. Now let's see and look at what happened to us in 9/11, since we're looking at lies. Why is it that 9 of the 19 Arabs that we were told attacked the Twin Towers are still alive? Why is it that there was no investigation into 9/11? Could it be that the Jews have infiltrated our government, that the same Jews who stole the KH-11 technology, because their spies so thoroughly had infiltrated our intelligence community that they could do it, have maybe infiltrated the CIA and the FBI and are controlling our government? If so, that makes them pretty serious threat, doesn't it? Let's take a look at the assassination of JFK. Were we ever told the truth about that? No. Oswald did it with one gun, one bullet. Oh, it was a magic bullet, says Jew Arlen Specter after the committee comes out from the investigation. And this bullet made seven changes, directional changes in the air and in the bodies of two men and caused four wounds. Yeah, that is called a lie. Now, somebody is lying to us. The only people that have the power to lie to us like that are the people who, number one, have infiltrated our intelligence community so much that they can steal the KH-11 technology, and number two, control the press. I tell you, it was the Jews dressed up as Arabs that attacked our country on 9/11. The same Jews, the same type of Jews that were arrested yesterday, dressed up as Arabs, trying to attack and kill the leader of the Hassad, or the Hamas, in Syria. The same trick they played in Egypt, when they dressed up as Arabs and were caught in the act bombing American embassy, library, and theaters. The same type of Jews that were claiming that they were trying to kill the Arabs when they tried to sink the USS Liberty. These Jews are a problem, and it's not the Arabs that's at fault. It's the Antichrist Jews that need to be put in their place and made to understand we no longer believe them, we no longer see them as saint-like humanitarians, we are getting up off of our faces, we're not going to worship the Jew anymore, we're going to take a good, cold, hard look at them, and we are going to put them in their place. And as far as I'm concerned, that means we are going to nuke Israel.
There's no better litmus test of what makes a person a human being and what makes a person a demonized animal than their response to human torture. The human being eschews torture and is repelled by it, has a natural, visceral reaction against torture. The demonized Jewish animal embraces torture and thinks it's amusing. It's very interesting now that we've found our American boys and girls torturing Iraqis to see the Jews come out in droves in the chat rooms and call it whining when the American public naturally expresses its revulsion for this activity and demands the termination of Rumsfeld's authority. They know, as we all do, that Rumsfeld is the one who called the order to torture the Iraqis, because Rumsfeld is a Jew. And the Jews are amused by torture. They have historically tortured. They tortured Christ. They took Christ's body out of the cave and cut it up into pieces and drained his blood and used it in their Passover feast. And since then, throughout the next 2,000 years, we've found little bodies of blue-eyed blondes with their throats cut half-slit and the blood drained out of them. And we believe, because we always find these corpses in the Black Forest in Europe on the eve of Passover and Hanukkah, that the Jews are continuing their satanic practices of torture. That's what makes the Jew a subhuman. It's his relationship to human torture. Now we see that Americans have been taught and ordered by their superiors, going all the way up to Rumsfeld, to torture. The horror of it is more even than the damage that was done to the Iraqis. The real horror is the damage that was done to American boys and girls, American military. We have seen our children's souls taken from them and offered as a sacrifice to Satan. These kids may never regain their souls. They have been ordered to give them up, and they have willingly done so. We know how enthusiastically these young men and women tortured the Iraqis by the expressions on their faces. So we have now to wrest back from the evil Jew the soul of America, so that our boys and girls can regain their honor and go into legitimate wars defending the United States of America and its boundaries. How do we know that the Jews have influenced our Americans to commit sexual torture on the Iraqis? By looking at the torture history of the Jews. The Palestinians are tortured by the Israeli Jews at the rate of 850 per year. 850 divided by 12 is approximately 75 a month. So we know that the Israelis have been sadistically and sexually torturing Palestinians at the rate of approximately 75 per month. Many times the Palestinians die in these tortures, which are euphemistically known as interrogation procedures. Israel is completely unfair in its implementation of torture. It tortures Palestinians, but it does not torture Jews. So not only is this country, Israel, guilty of using torture as part of its statecraft, which distinguishes it out of the class of human and into the class of subhuman, but it does so unfairly, discriminating unfairly against the Palestinians and reserving state torture for only the Palestinians. This is even worse than the torture policies we find in the sub-Saharan African nations, who use torture as part of their statecraft and thereby find themselves classified as subhuman states. But they do not distinguish in their implementation of torture between Africans and non-Africans, as do the Jews. Thus, the Jews come into last place in morality when it comes to the use of torture. The only reason our prisoners were trained in torture is because we are under the control of a barbaric, subhuman, demonic state, to wit, the state of Israel, which uses torture as part of its statecraft. Israel uses sadistic sexual torture against the Palestinians at the rate of 850 torture victims per year. And it was Israel that advised America into how to torture the Iraqi prisoners. And it is for Israel that we are fighting this war, and it's Israel with whom we need to completely sever relations. We cannot allow this subhuman race of demons who tortured and killed our Lord Jesus Christ and then stole his body, drained his blood, ate his flesh for their Passover feast, as they've been doing for thousands of years, to be in charge of us. The white man must be in charge of the non-white man. It is not true, as the Jews tell us, that the white man tortured the Jews during the Second World War. We know that now. We have tested the soil. There was no Zyklon B. There were no gas chambers. There was no torture, no Mengelian experiments. This world has had its psyche wrenched by this race of Satan's spawn who commits the very atrocities they accuse the white man of, and then punish the white man for atrocities the white man did not commit. We must sever relations with Israel and bring her to her knees. History is sometimes written in actions. Historians and people who anticipate that their story needs to be put into history have learned that writing it down and speaking it isn't enough. You have to actually act out a historical event, as Jesus Christ did at his Last Supper when he passed around the wine and the bread, and he said, "Take, eat, this is my body. Take, drink, this is my blood. Remember this as oft as ye shall drink it." He was trying to demonstrate to his disciples, who would carry the message to the rest of us, that he was about to be crucified for the Passover sacrificial feast that these demonic monsters have been practicing for 7,000 years. It was because he wanted to put an end to this torture and the concomitant worship of Satan that he went into the temple 3 days before he was crucified and turned over the cages that held the sacrificial chickens and goats. And that's why they decided to crucify him. This is all written in the Bible. It isn't written up front so you can understand it. You have to put two and two together. Do you honestly believe what you've been taught by your Judaized Christianity, that Jesus lovingly and happily went to the cross for you? Don't be ridiculous. It's not a nice thing to be crucified. Nobody wants to be crucified. He just knew that in order to get his message across to stop crucifixions in the future and human torture, he would be human tortured and crucified and used for a Passover feast for these torturers, these monsters that he was trying to transform into human beings. It's crazy for people to sit down and pat themselves on the back and say, "I'm so beautiful that the Son of God was tortured and killed because he loved me, so I don't have to worry about human torture. In fact, I can go torture people. After all, God loves me so much, he'll just forgive me." That is absolutely untrue. Jesus despised the atonement doctrine. He despised the idea of taking an innocent animal or your own child or someone else's child to this satanic, bloodthirsty God and saying, "Here, insatiable one, let me offer you a victim and take its throat and half slit it right here in front of you and me so we can enjoy this feast of cruelty together, and then I will follow the orders of my satanic deity. I will drain the blood slowly from its body so that it can really suffer, and then I will drink its blood and eat its body, me and my Satan together." That is what Jesus tried to stop us from doing, and good Christians will stop it, and good Christians will speak out against torture, because that's what Jesus came here to teach us. Human torture is wrong. There is no excuse for it. That's what our founding fathers gave to us as our legacy. There was to be no human torture henceforth from the time the United States of America was created. And for us to sit by and say, "Oh, it's okay if we're torturing the Iraqis as long as it pleases the Jew," is absolutely un-American and un-Christian. Anybody who says that the God of the Jews and the God of love are the same is absolutely lost. Jesus condemned the God of the Jews, who was in fact Satan. We know him by his actions.
this satanic demon, this demonic deity, spoke out loud to the Jews and told them to kill every man, woman, child, and animal more than once of various groups of people in order to get land. This is the voice of schizophrenia. This is auditory hallucinations. And the Jews prayed to this god, and they followed its dictates. And they did commit mass genocide more than once. In order to placate this god, these psychopaths had to offer human and then animal sacrifices. Jesus tried to teach that God is a God of love, that they were worshiping Satan, that they had to lay down their Satan worship. Don't ever confuse the God of love with the devil, or you are worshiping the devil. I can't believe that sentient beings can not be intelligent enough to distinguish between what is done to a dead body with what is done to a still living body. When the Iraqis dragged those bodies of those black ops people through the streets behind the trucks and burned them, they were dead. That is not torture. When our young men and women were perverted by the Jewish torture masters and taught to commit hideous, demonic sexual atrocities against Iraqi prisoners, some of whom died under this torture, that is torture. Most people, I dare say, can differentiate between what is done to a living person as opposed to what is done to a dead person. But I understand that not everyone is capable of making that distinction.
Thank you for listening tonight, ladies and gentlemen, to this evening's edition of The Holohoax. See you next week, same time, same station.